Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Welcome back, everyone. I am your host, Joe. We have another great guest getting ready to join us here from Cincinnati, Ohio. She's the owner of Catalyst for Fitness. Let's welcome to the show, Sharon Chamberlain. Sharon, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Joe?
Doing great, doing great. We're so happy you were able to join us here. So just start us off. Tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about what you do.
My name is Sharon Chamberlain. I'm a certified personal trainer and a nutrition coach. I own Catalyst for Fitness, like you mentioned. I was in the corporate world for about 20 years, and I really loved it, actually. And then some changes occurred that were beyond my control, and I decided to make a change. So in May of 2012, I changed industries and I opened my studio. And since then, I've been working with clients through personal training and small group classes, meal planning, and also accountability. Then several months ago, I decided to make a business structure change to my business. So while I am still working with clients one-on-one, I decided that what I wanted to do was to make three changes. Mm-hmm. So the first I've already made, I combined my 20 years of corporate experience with my success in the fitness industry, and I created a program called Fit Biz in a Box. It's a complete solution for gym or studio owners, independent trainers, or even small group or yoga instructors to scale up and to build the business that they have always dreamed of. I want to help them maintain or will reach and maintain their operational and financial goals and then lead the lifestyle that they want. So that was one change. The second change was about 6 months ago. I came out with my own supplement line. Many of the products that were on the market, they had a lot of claims, but they weren't as effective as they could have been. Mm-hmm. And I did a lot of research, spoke with 24 companies. Anyway, I performed my due diligence, came out with my own supplement line. Now it's a small line. There are just 15 products. But kind of in line with my philosophy as a trainer, which is I can't be everything to everyone. My supplement line, you know, it's not for everyone. It's for people who are active. You don't need to be a competitive bodybuilder to benefit from it, but it's a small line. There are just 15 products. And what sets it aside or apart from many of its competitors is its high absorbability, and it's backed by science. Part of my philosophy is also that if you really want to improve your health and you're trying to get to the gym and you're trying to eat healthy and then you're taking supplements thinking that they're helping you, my philosophy is that spend your money wisely and make sure you're putting something into your body that you're actually absorbing. And that's what these products are. But I have to say that the most exciting part, this is the first time I'm announcing it publicly. So the most exciting part of the changes that I've made is that just last week, I signed a contract to bring my first meal replacement bar to market.
Oh, wow.
And this was it's
like an inside scoop. I love it.
It is. And this was a result of listening to my clients. My clients are, I work with people locally and also across the country. Mm-hmm. But all of them are either fitness enthusiasts, or they are the busy moms, dads, professionals, and even those who are retired who are truly trying to eat healthier. And what I heard them tell me is that they're struggling to, because I teach lifestyles. I don't do diets. I do lifestyles. Right. And they're struggling to eat well every day. Not perfect. I mean, if you want, if it's your birthday, go eat go eat some cake, have some wine. But plan for it, don't do that 7 days in a row.
Right.
And anyway, they were telling me that they were struggling. And like with my supplement line, I did some research and I found a manufacturer that I really like. And I guess if it's okay, I'd like to give a shout out to my clients who participated in all of the taste testing that was done in my kitchen. Because my manufacturer would send me the products, right. And then I'd invite my clients in and we'd do taste tests. So thank you to all of them because they helped me be able to bring this to market. So it's a nutritionally sound bar that tastes good, and it will be available starting in December.
And that's so awesome, Sharon. I mean, I love your approach, because like I feel like, you know, you always see on the internet or, you know, in magazines or whatever, like if you do this diet or you make this one change, you're going to lose weight, but it doesn't take into effect, you know, the people who are working all the time and maybe they grab a lot of food on the go, or, you know, it doesn't take effect, you know, your lifestyle behavior choices and everything. So I like how you're making sure that you're at least helping people where to start, because I feel like that's always the biggest step, right? Is figuring out where to start.
It is. What you see in the media, whether it's like broadcast news or social media, especially now, is it's just so untrue and it's so misleading.
Right.
When I teach lifestyles, the reason that so many of my clients are successful for the long term is that when they and I, you know, when we use the word diet, we're talking about the food and the drink they're putting into their body. It's not that they're following a diet, because we're going to find what works for them day in and day out. And there isn't one set prescription for everyone. And having these, just the supplements and also the meal replacement bars, it just makes it easier for them to stay on plan and to make it a lifestyle. So then if they fall off, so they don't fall off. And then when you fall off, you have that overwhelming guilt. Oh, you know, I'm an awful person, or, oh, I'll just wait until next month. Right. No. You know, it's the second of the month. Don't wait till next month.
Right. Get back on the wagon.
It's okay. Yeah. You know, it's okay. Like, you know, you're not a bad person. It's going to be okay.
Right, we're all human beings, Sharon, and I love that outlook, and I'm sure, you know, the listeners definitely want to, I'm sure, reach out to you and be able to pick your brain a little and help them along their journey as well, and I hope you'd be able to connect with them. So what is the best way for them to see more information about you and the services that you offer, and how do they reach out?
I would love to talk with them, and again, I do work with people across the country, even in other countries, but most of them are within the in the U.S. So the best way to find me, you can either email me direct at Sharon@catalystforfitness.com, and the four is a numeral, or you can go to my website, catalystforfitness.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Catalyst for Fitness, or even on LinkedIn. It's under my name, Sharon Chamberlain, and also Catalyst for Fitness.
And Sharon, we really appreciate you coming on to talk about your work. I really am excited to hear about all the good things you got coming up. So I hope everything goes well. And I hope you have our listeners reaching out to you very soon so you can help them along their journeys as well. We thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great day.
You too, Sharon. Once again, Sharon Chamberlain, everyone, Catalyst for Fitness. Be sure to reach out. She can definitely help you in any way that you need. So everyone else, stick around. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.